right. In the midst of all of it, there are, you know, good stories to be found, and we want to share those with us, with you here in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020, a time of your life you will never forget. You've got that going for you. My next guest is Diane Schindelbeck. She's the owner of Lakes 23 Restaurant in Fremont, Michigan. And she's working with Michigan Senator John Bumstead from District 34 and the Lakes 23 Restaurant in Fremont to team up to deliver meals to first responders throughout Newaygo County. Diane, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. I'm doing great. Good to have you here. Nice to sound, to hear that sun shiny voice. I mean, you've got a sparkle in your voice, Diane. Good to hear that.
Hey, we have to stay positive in a time like this, don't we?
No, we sure do. We got to knuckle down, work together. You know, we're in the no panic zone here, and I'm glad to have you here because it sounds like you'd fit right in. So tell me about this plan of what you're doing. Obviously, you own this restaurant. How long have you owned it?
My husband and I just purchased the restaurant 6 months ago. So
perfect timing. Perfect timing,
as you
yeah.
can imagine, yes. Exciting times, and then all of a sudden, you know, this is upon us. So we had to get creative.
I assume you're doing curbside service, takeout, delivery, that sort of thing to help keep things moving a bit. But what about this helping first responders?
We did. We sat down with our team, and we're a steakhouse, so we're not used to doing delivery and takeout. So we've been sitting down every day and assessing, okay, what are we going to do, and how are we going to continue to service our community and still keep our employees employed? And so we took a look at it, and we all decided that the first responders are the ones that we need to reach out to and help them because, you know, they're hands-on and in the front lines right there. And so my husband came up with the idea, and he's like, hey, let's reach out to Senator John Bumstead and let him know about our plan and coordinate this with the county emergency response team. And so we did, and Senator Bumstead was excited to get on board, and he made a personal donation to our restaurant, and we started delivering meals on Saturday.
You know, and that's terrific, and what you're offering the community, and anybody listening today, this is a good idea if you have a restaurant in your town that you could follow suit because it's a good idea. Somebody can call and say, I want to donate a meal. So they buy a meal, and it goes out to a first responder. That keeps you in business, keeps everything moving, helps out the first responders, keeps the community connected and tied together as well, right?
Absolutely. It sure does. And it's just a win-win. I mean, like you mentioned, it's a great way. We wanted to be able to keep our employees employed, so our kitchen staff is here. And we have our general managers and my husband are making deliveries in our small little town here in Fremont. But it's just a great way. We're just asking any tips that we receive right now because the community has just been overwhelming, generous. Everyone that, you know, comes up for a curbside delivery or service, they're dropping $20 in the bucket and just saying, hey, we want to support you. And all of that is going to the meals for the first responders and for payroll to keep
there
the employees
go.
Employed.
Yeah, yep. that works. Diane Schindelbeck is the owner of Lakes 23 Restaurant. It's also a golf course. Golf courses, I believe, can remain open when the weather gets here. I think that'll be legal, you know, just don't get too close to your partner. And the way I golf, I'll be away from everybody. you know, I'll be completely safe. I'll be in the weeds somewhere, right?
Oh, well, that's been a roller coaster ride, too. I mean, I was just reading another article that was put out today, so I guess we have to stay tuned. We were positive thinking that this was an exercise that the golf course would be able to open up still. And so I will sit down today as a management team and figure out where that falls in. But the restaurant is open and we're here to service the community. So we'll prevail.
We'll see what happens with the golf courses. I certainly hope they open up. Sunshine is a natural disinfectant.
Yeah.
Sunshine cleans and gets rid of viruses, so let's keep that in mind. The people you're serving, though, the Newaygo Sheriff's Office, Newaygo County Jail, EMS, hospitals, fire departments, the Newaygo County Central Dispatch, all of those places you're giving meals to help out. And let's be honest, a lot of these folks working extra hours right now, and with everybody at home, I think it makes the phone calls probably increase a bit in some areas. So you're really doing the right thing, Diane. I greatly commend you for all that you're doing.
Okay.
I'll give you the last word.
Thank you. Last words is this all will pass, and we're all going to be, you know, it's just amazing just to see everybody come together when times are hard. You know, we saw it on 9/11, and we're seeing it now. And this is just what we have to do in times like this, and whatever we can do to help. It always makes yourself feel better when you're helping someone else, too. So it's just a positive energy just goes a long way.
I greatly appreciate your spirit, Diane. And I say thank you for the people of Fremont and Newaygo County and so forth, but for everybody listening, thank you for being a ray of sunshine in a place where a lot of people are kind of down. And I commend other restaurant owners that listen to this and say, maybe I should do that. I recommend, hey, why not try this in your area? You can help out the folks in your area and keep people working and keep the community pulled together. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Talk soon.
There you have it. God bless you. Diane Schindelbeck. It's Lakes 23 Restaurant. So if you're in that western part of Michigan and you want to donate, please do. Lakes23.com. Lakes23.com. You can get a hold of them there. That's what we need to see right there. Americans pulling together. Doing the right thing. Not panicked. Just doing the right thing. Working hard. Keeping things moving. Keeping the gears greased, if you will. We're going to come back from this. You know that, and so do I. And how we come back and how we look will be a testament to our character. Maybe times have gotten too easy. Maybe things have gotten too soft for everybody. Maybe it was time for a wake-up call, and maybe we just got it. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe it's a wake-up call for us to say maybe it's time to be prepared for a rainy day. Because it will rain again. You know that, and so do I. So maybe it's just a good time to pull together. Say hi to your neighbors again. Talk to your kids. You know, feel close to the people around you again. 52 after, it's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan